Welcome, beautiful ones, to the July new moon. As this week has entered the Leo season here, we have a big, courageous time that is setting up right now for us to shine. Time to tune into that courageous heart and supercharge those manifestations, those intentions that are ready to step forth. Let's talk about what is going on with the energy right now. A profound wave of change is on the horizon, and it's going to carry us to a whole new shore. Old cycles are closing out for brand new ways to shape and shine a future alive. Yes, alive. The new moon is preparing for the astrological alignment that starts on August 1st. There are many planets that will be in conjunction, and this will move us through the first half of August, carrying a big boosting wave with the transforming energy to elevate all of us. August is an abundance month. And if we set ourselves into the position to recalibrate to this connection and to be carried for this energy that is coming through, we have the Lion's Gate that is on 8/8. We also have the third super full moon of 2022. And the third full moon being in consecutive, that's coming up in the middle of the month, is when things begin to have sticking power into reality. So what this new moon energy provides right now is the wave that'll make what's coming up in August such an incredible power time. The big important question right now is, what is speaking inside of you to come more alive? Fire inside that is ready to shine. We are watching the old collapsing and new transformational timelines being put on the trajectory of what's going to become our future. All of us are being asked to shred the stuck, small, doubtful, misplaced parts of ourselves and to get moved, if we hear the call, if we honor it, to show up more fully, to shine. So this is a call out here for this new moon, and the energy it's bringing in is it's time to move into a new limelight of your life. Who are you becoming with all this tremendous creational energy that we are all a part of shaping this new future? What's new for you that needs to come forward? That's the big question here. Ask that. Go into sacred union with your most truest self that's filled with your soul-charged life energy, bigger than the mind, than the emotions, and the physical limitations. Go to that soul-charged truth of who you are and ask, what needs to come forward? What's now in its time? There's three energetic focuses for this new moon. It's to get into the spotlight to shine. That means out of the dark and into the light. We're seeing this on every level, collectively, and then it's also relevant in our personal. What needs to come into the light? What has been in the dark? What dreams need to be heard? What needs to be activated? There's an abundance here for us in August. And it's time for you to say yes. It's time for the limelight. Your courageous heart is being activated right now. You've been feeling it. It's a stirring. Whatever has been unstable, whatever has been small, whatever is no longer relevant because we need to be in a new relationship with how we're showing up in our life, a soul charge is here for you. You can tap into this energy where it can feel like it doesn't have to come from you, but through you. Untether from all of these external pulls, pushes, forcing energies, and stand on steady ground and face the fullness of your heartfelt future that's calling you to show up. The second focus is we're manifesting new meanings. It's across all the timelines right now in our lives, internally, externally, personally, and collective. Value-driven directions are being moved into reality. Don't underestimate the power of what does it mean to tune into, okay, what do I value? What is my value? What are those driving values that need to be honored in shaping my life? This is part of the new direction we need to go, because as so much separation, splitting, and division is being perpetuated, to actually take us out of having any kind of unity of power, values is where we can line up. Values is where your power is. I work a lot with people in my Right Attraction Blueprint. It's all based on that core value of power. Our money relationships are part of our core value around power. We're all co-creating the future together right now, and your power rests in the deep value of you and your values to be lived and what matters most for the meaning of your life. What matters most? Tune into that. Create your new moon ritual right now in those intentions. This allows you to dive deep beyond the surface of the mind of whatever we think that we are desperate to fix and grasp and reach for, where that will always have expensive, stressful energy. The depth, the power, when we put that as the rudders of our ship to move us into the destination of where we need to be stirring. The treasures that we hold, the treasures that need to be told, yes, spoken, expressed into life. Even doing this new moon ritual, this is about taking what's inside of you and giving it power and putting it in the paper and allowing that alchemy that begins to happen by activating what's ready to come more alive, what's ready to come into life. Manifesting into reality. Even inside my Right Attraction Blueprint, when I work with people, some of the biggest resistance that they have is just honoring the inspiring ideas for their business that want to come through. Actually sitting with that and not letting ourselves get taken out by distraction. Not letting ourselves get taken out by disconnection from what it really means to honor those deep values of what inspires us. That's what this new moon is about, bringing it alive. The third focus is the courage here to cheer a new chapter alive. There's a new cycle. There's a power surge this new moon is being called for in your life. It takes courage, and you have to become your number one cheerleader, cheering yourself on to step into this new chapter that's ready to come alive. And if you can't fully do that, surround yourself in the support to be cheered on for the cycle you're being called in to honor. Support, support, support. It's a quantum multiplier. It's an expander. It's a container that helps catalyze the change that we're seeking, the creations that want to be birthed, emerged, and brought forth. Look to your life. Even when you're putting your intentions down, what are those containers? What are those support mechanisms that I can put as structures that really are deep acts of self-love and honoring? I always say self-love is really self-honoring in our lives. I mean, we can see this as the 12-step program is one of the most powerful transformational programs worldwide, and it is built on support. Our times of being separate in isolation are shifting. So hold yourself into the containers that you need to truly honor what is ready to shine. Where do you need to place yourself to show up in that spotlight of your life, to honor those dreams, to honor what's next? Use this power of the new moon ritual to connect and to supercharge with courage and strength the new creations that are needed to be declared by you. And then I want to invite you to ask for an energy word or phrase to supercharge your courageous heart so that you are anchoring, grounding. I mean, when you look at the image of the lion, lioness, he, she knows how to stand firmly in the strength and magnificence of their being. That's the symbol. That's the reminder of you right now. So what is that energy word? What is that phrase? Let that root and seed the supercharging of your courageous heart. Be your best advocate, ally, cheering yourself on. Create your write it right list, what I call antenna to God, the universal loving presence, source, and ignite the courage of your intentions that need air to breathe and to come more alive. It's time to show up and shine bright. So my question is, what's that sacred shift you need to give to yourself on this new moon and take into August? Let it activate. Use August as an abundant activator of what's deeply ready to be initiated, ignited into life. What's that sacred shift for you? Let it be seen. Let it walk into the spotlight. We'll be offering on August the 1st through the 16th a sacred money shift experience where we will move through the energy through half of August, creating a sacred money shift, shifting the relationship with money in a holy instant. That's the power we have right now. And it's a power that if you're feeling the call, I want to ask you to honor it. If you need to make a sacred shift around money, there's a lot of external energy right now that can take a hold and reinforce a place of lack, scarcity, what I always call, invite you into scarcity, where I want to invite you into a sacred source that's within you and shifting that with a sacred money shift. I feel so called to lead this right now at this time because I was born bringing in life medicine for the sacred money shift. Deep, meaningful, purposeful way. I was told it my whole life. When I was born, my parents would say, that's when all of our money shifted. And that money that shifted and came in is now a legacy for the entire mission their life has been about in a lasting purpose. So I know I was born with sacred money shift medicine, and I've been able to give it and impact it in other people's lives. And millions of dollars have circulated for the good ways, bettering humanity as a part of that gift, honoring my own soul medicine. So if you are feeling the call as we enter this new era and we're reshaping literally at this moment to come into a sacred money shift for your quantum leap, I want to invite you inside for that holy instant shift. Inside your sacred value that's being asked to step forward. We'll be focusing a lot on how to shift out of that primal energy of survivalism and into the new system of thrivalism. That's right. The word doesn't exist, but it should, because why does the word survivalism only exist? We need to be in our thrivalism. It's who we are at the core, destined and designed. It's innately encoded in us to thrive. Life wants to thrive. And as the old ways of energies are collapsing, of that extracting, taking energy, the heart of life still beats at a very regenerative power to thrive. So there's a new connection, a new currency. My wish and hope and blessings for you is in this month that we shift into with August is that you flow in the swimming of your abundance, your sacred gifts, and move you into a place where there's a quantum leap, a holy instant that already lives at the core of you, and bring that forth. That's the energy we have coming up. Tap into that. Be inside that. And if you want more of a supportive container, I have that for you. And we're going to be doing a money mapping method that is based off of the force versus power. And it's personal and specific, and it'll have your answers to unlock a new relationship with money. Now more than ever, it's time to elevate beyond these fear-inciting narratives. It's time to step up. It's time to shine. It's time to step into the life that's being called for you right now in this new era. You being enriched with wealthy resources is needed. You having lots of abundance lets you do great things in the world. And each of us have our own signature recipe with how we're relating to this call. And money is one of the most powerful amplifiers of energy. On this new moon, whatever change is moving through you right now in your life, whatever change you're being called into, may you feel the love, the support, the universal loving presence, God, the divine, that is here and ready to support the goodness of who you are becoming. Let it shine. Be courageous with your heartfelt truth. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.